Hi, welcome to Living Life 101 Every Day. This ministry is brought to you by Seek and Save Ministries. Our topic today is about forgiveness. Forgiveness is not an option. I believe it is a commandment from God, and it is a must for Christians. As we can see, Jesus not only taught on forgiveness, but he lived a life of forgiveness. As we very well know, he forgave the thief on the cross, as well as the woman that was caught in adultery. Those are just two of the instances where he forgave others for sins that had been committed. But we want to look at how important that the kingdom of God operates. As believers, it's important that we operate in the kingdom of God according to what his word says. And he gives us a good parable in Matthew chapter 18. I want to encourage you to make sure that you read this parable, because what happened was a young man owed the king about $10 million. And at that time, if you were indebted to people, they could put you in jail, torture your family. And the king was reconciling his records, and this young man's name came up. And what the king did, he put him in jail. But the young man pleaded and begged for his life and said he would pay the debt back. And the king had mercy on him, and he allowed the young man to be released from jail. And at the same time, the young man, there was a man that owed him $2,000. He became very furious at this man, and he also had him put in jail. And the friends of this individual went to the king and told the king what had been done. The king came back to the individual, and he recognized how evil and wretched that person was. And he said, "You should have had mercy on the other person because I gave you mercy." And so he had him put back in jail, and that he could not be released until he paid his debt. It is important that we know how the kingdom of God operates. The kingdom of God operates this way. God forgave us by sending his only begotten son, Jesus, to pay a debt for our sins that we could not pay for ourselves. And in essence, we ought to be the same towards others. I know that there are many times that people can be hurtful, say hurtful things, whether it was intentionally or willfully done. It is our responsibility as believers to forgive. I want to encourage you today to look back over your life. If there's someone who's hurt you, wronged you in any way, that you would really take in consideration what the scripture says. We do not want to find ourselves trapped and not being able to give out mercy. So today, I encourage you to forgive. I encourage you to let it go.